はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、富山。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Air Cleaning, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we have another great lesson for you. Now, this lesson is building upon the previous two.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the bonus grammar track. If you haven't heard the bonus grammar track, stop by www.japanesepod101.com. This track is only available there.
Yes, you can't miss this.
And this one is crucial.
Yes.
Crucial to the whole week. It's going to bring it all together. We have, in that one, we have time to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
And we had fun doing it.
Yes.
So you definitely want to get that one. Plus any other questions you have, anything you need, stop by, leave us a post, send us an email. We'll get back to you.Okay? Now, as I said, great lesson today, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really good. Bringing it all together. Again, all the previous stuff is included. Each week builds upon the next.
Yes.
Well, are you ready, Natsuko?
Okay.
Without further ado, here we go. 今何時ですか?
12時半です。
お昼を何時に食べますか?
1時はどうですか?
いいですよ。
何を食べますか?
私は日本料理が好きです。日本料理を食べませんか?
そうですね。私はイタリア料理が好きです。イタリア料理を食べませんか?
日本料理はものすごく美味しいですよ。
イタリア料理もものすごく美味しいですよ。
じゃあ、インド料理は?
いいですね。
OK。I had fun doing that one.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今何時ですか
?12 時半です。
お昼を何時に食べますか
?1 時はどうですか?
いいですよ。
何を食べますか
私は日本料理が好きです。日本料理を食べませんか?
そうですね。私はイタリア料理が好きです。イタリア料理を食べませんか?
日本料理はものすごく美味しいですよ。
イタリア料理もものすごく美味しいですよ。
じゃあ、インド料理は?
いいですね。
Okay, you know the drill? Natsuko's gonna do the reading, I'll do the translating. Here we go.
今何時ですか?
What time is it now?
12時半です。
It's 12:30.
お昼を何時に食べますか?
At what time will we eat lunch?
1時はどうですか?
How about 1 o'clock?
いいですよ。
That sounds good.
何を食べますか?
What will we eat?
私は日本料理が好きです。
I like Japanese food.
日本料理を食べませんか?
Won't you eat Japanese food is the literal translation, but it should be translated as shall we eat Japanese food, right, Natsuko?
Yes. そうですね。私はイタリア料理が好きです。
I like Italian food.
イタリア料理を食べませんか?
Why don't we eat Italian?
日本料理はものすごく美味しいですよ。
Japanese food is unbelievably delicious.
イタリア料理もものすごく美味しいですよ。
Italian food is also out of this world.
じゃあ、 インド料理は?
How about Indian food?
いいですね。
That sounds good. Literally, it means it's good. But again, you have to look at the context, which in this case becomes that sounds good. Okay, great dialogue, great dialogue. There's so much in there.That we gotta break down and give to you.
Okay.
Now, first, we're gonna start off with a new vocabulary word, which is
hung.
And what does this mean?
Half.
Yes. Give it to us one more time.
Hung.
Break it down.
Hung.
And one time fast.
Hung.
Okay. Now, used with time, what does this become?
Half past.
Yes. So in the dialogue, we had
12時半,
which is
half past.12.
Yeah. How about 1:30? How can we say 1:30?
1時半.
Yep. Half past 1. Okay. Give us 2:30.
2時半.
Yes. And you get the idea that this is how it continues on. Next point of interest we have is
何時に.
Yes. One more time.
何時に.
Break it down.
何時に.
And one time fast.
何時に.
And what does this mean?
At what time?
Yes. Get out the pen. Write it down. Get a tattoo of this one.
Yes.
Right on your forearm. This is a phrase that is indispensable. Always paired with time is...
に.
Yes. In the sentence we have...
お昼を何時に食べますか?
Yes. At what time will we eat lunch?
Yes.
Natsuko, can you say, I will eat lunch at 2?
私はお昼を2時に食べます。
Yes. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
私はお昼を2時に食べます。
Yes. See the time. Give us the time one more time.
2時。
And then what is it marked by?
2.
Yes. 2時に食べます。Okay. Remember this one. Always with the time, we get
2. 2. You need this expression to make appointments.
Oh, yes.You need this for lots of things. Okay, so speaking of eating at 2 o'clock, the next point we'd like to make is...
What are we going to eat?
Yes, and how do we say that?
何を食べますか?
Yes. We can also say 何を何時に
yes.
食べますか,
yes.
right?
We can put that together.
Yes. At what time and what will we eat?
Yes.
Okay, now remember...Whatever we're eating gets marked with
wo.
Wo. So, okay, Natsuko, what do you say we do some practice?
Okay.
Now, I have a great situation for you. Almost too good for you.
Wait.
Okay, let's imagine for practice sake that I'm your personal chef.
Wow.
Yes, Natsuko, it's nice to be rich. Yes. But on the bad side, I'm not that good of a cook, so you'll probably regret it. Okay, but for practice sake,
okay.
Let's pretend that I'm your cook. So instead of calling you son, right? What name do we use?
Oh, yes. Let's use sama.
One more time, break it down.
Sama.
And one time fast.
Sama.
Now, what is sama?
It's the utmost polite form for san.
Yes.Now, san is polite, right?
So, yes.
So in our show, you know, we're very casual. So I always say Natsuko. But in a formal sense, you would be Kawamoto-san, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm your personal chef. So Kawamoto-sama.
Woo!
I thought you'd like that. Okay. So Kawamoto-sama.
Yes.
Today, I'll be taking your food order for the day.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Nice.
Right? You wake up to order your food and then eat all day.
Oh, I dream of those days.
Okay, so let's move on to the conversation.
Okay.
So here's the situation. I am the head chef. I will be taking Kawamoto-sama's order for the day. Okay?
Okay.
So pay attention. We're going to ask for the food and the time. Kawamoto-sama, おはようございます。今日の朝ごはん、何を食べますか?
今日はパンを食べます。
何時に食べますか
?8 時に食べます。
今日のお昼ご飯、何を食べますか
ラーメンを食べます。
何時に食べますか
?12 時に食べます。
今日の晩ご飯、何を食べますか
お寿司を食べます。
何時に食べますか
?6時半に食べます。
Okay, so Natsuko, how does it feel to be rich?
Nice.
Okay, so you gave us, what were the food items you gave us?
Oh yes, パン。
Break it down.
パ。
And one time fast.
パン。
And what's this?
Bread.
Bread, yes.And it also refers to like rolls with something inside of it.
Yes.
So it's although it's not just bread, it kind of refers to a wide variety of bread, things with bread.
Yes.
And what time were you eating?
8時.
Which is?
8 o'clock.
Yes. How about lunch? What will you eat for lunch?
Ramen.
One more time?
Ramen.
Break it down.
Ramen.
And one time fast.
Ramen.
And what's this?
Noodles.
Yes, noodles, like a soup, a big bowl of noodles.
Yes, I highly recommend to try this whenever you come to Japan, because it's a really popular food in Japan, ramen.
Yes, it's very, very good. Well, I think we're going to have to do a whole 10 shows on this.
Right.
Okay, we better get off ramen before we get stuck. And what time were you eating?
12時.
Which is?
12 o'clock.
Okay, and then lastly we had...Dinner. What will you have for dinner?
お寿司.
Yes. And at what time?
6時半.
Okay. Next point. And today's main focus, which is?
食べませんか?
Okay. Now, this is the negative polite form.
Yes.
In question form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does this mean?
Literally, it's won't you eat something something.
Okay. So in this case, we had, can you give us the Japanese?
日本料理を食べませんか?
Okay, so won't you eat Japanese food?
Yes.
So that's what it literally means, but what's the implication?
It's like, why don't we eat Japanese food?
Yes, that's the implication. Mm-hmm. When you want to ask somebody to do something or invite someone to do something, the way you do it is by asking in this form.
Yes, negative way.
Yes, won't you?
Yes.
In the sentence, I said, 私は日本料理が好きです. So, I like it. I want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I invited
Yes.
Natsuko to eat it.
It's nearly like, let's eat Japanese food.
Yes. But it's,
but it's
a little more
polite.
Crafty.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of that the unspoken etiquette.
Yes. Very peculiar to Japanese, I guess.
So, I invited by saying, 日本料理を食べませんか?
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you cut through it all, I like it, I want to eat it. Let's go eat it. That's kind of in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, what did you say, Natsuko?
そうですね。
Okay, and remember, again, we introduced many meanings of this word.
Mm-hmm.
One was to bide time when you're thinking,One was agreement.
Yes.
そうですね。So we have biding time, we have agreement. And now, what is this one? Give it to us one more time.
そうですね。
Now, this one is kind of rebuffing.
Yes.
Very polite way. This one is a very interesting way of rebuffing someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like,
Yes.
Close to biding time, but in this one, the nuance of no
yes.
is implied.
Yes, but I don't really want to say no directly to you.
Yes.
So that's why I'm kind of pretending to evaluate your suggestion.
Yes. Again, biding time, but this one has the added implication of uh-uh. Okay, a little strong and direct, but again, yes, it's a great one. So this name can be used in so many situations.
Yes, right.
And this is a very important one.Okay, then so she rebuffed, and then she tried to invite me.
Yes.
What did you say?
私はイタリア料理が好きです。イタリア料理を食べませんか?
Okay, and this time, won't you eat Italian?
Yes.
Meaning, come on, let's go eat Italian. What's added in there is your desire.
Yes.
So when you ask someone, ませんか? Inside of that is your own desire
yes,
to do it.
Right? So kind of suggesting your idea.
Yes.
In a very polite way.
Yes. Very, very polite way. Okay. Then we have our sugoi acting ability where we're fighting a bit. Notice again the intonation. We'll give you the intonation one more time.
イタリア料理もものすごく美味しいですよ。
Yes. And now we've had many questions about this yo. Now this yo adds emphasis.
Yes.
It's an emphasizer.
Yes. It's kind of stressing.
Stressing what you want to say.
Yes.
In this case, it's respectively stressing our opinions.
Yes.
I think Japanese food is really good.
I think Italian is really good.
So as you can see, the yo is an emphasizer. Okay. Then finally we had...
じゃあ、インド料理は?
Yes. And now this one is again, after, what comes after the wa is all inferred.
どうですか?
Yes, is inferred.
Yes.
But again, since we're talking, we can understand, we're talking about food and what to eat, we can understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this wa is just really, really useful.
Useful. In many occasions.
Yes. Especially when you forget the words, how to ask.
Yeah.
When I first came here, I used to forget the word for where, what, or something. So I would just say, wa? and let the Japanese person figure out what I wanted to say. Then again, I never really ate where I wanted to. okay. Enough about that.
Okay.
So again, today's point, the main focus we want to get is the negative for inviting, which has in it your desire. Okay. So, Natsuko, 今日寿司を食べませんか?
いいですね。
Okay. Looks like I'll be dining with Natsuko today.
また明日ね。
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.